Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have open lines. But I was going to talk about the group that really controls Washington, D.C. Now, we can point to the Council on Foreign Relations, and many of the people we'll be talking about this morning within the neoconservative movement come from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations, but not all of them. Remember, the Council on Foreign Relations is simply a front for a secret society that is part of a movement that dates back to the ancient mystery religions. Their goal, a one world government, a new world religion, and the enthronement of a world leader. But, of course, there will be a ruling oligarchy surrounding the new world leader. These were the ideas that had been put forward, certainly by Plato and Aristotle and by Alexander the Great. Of course, they were not the ideas that were given to their students or all of their students, only for the select few, because only a select few are to be allowed to understand what this is really all about. The common people cannot be trusted with the truth. Well, we're going to tell you the truth and see how you respond to it. But in modern-day times, certainly one of the major coordinating organizations for what's going on is something called the Neoconservative Movement. It operates out of the American Enterprise Institute. That's the American Enterprise Institute. You can get them on Google, and they have regular meetings, and they have plans. They have a great deal of funding there. They have their people work there full-time coming up with their ideas. But, of course, they have placed their people into key positions in government. Dick Cheney was a member. Donald Rumsfeld was a member. William Pearl, Scooter Liddy, Paul Wolfowitz, and of course to control the conservative Christians, they have Gary Bauer. Gary Bauer sends out faxes to leading Protestant Christians in America on a daily basis. I get them every single day. William Bennett, of course, was there to control the Catholics. I don't know whether he's sending out faxes on a regular basis, but if you go to the original membership of an organization known as the Project for the New American Century, and those of you who attended my lecture we gave there in Colorado a year and a half ago, and got a copy of the syllabus we handed out, we there had extracted from the website of the Project for the New American Century a list of the names of the original founders of the organization. It was the 1997, where they simply laid out what they were really all about. America was going to dominate the world. That was their goal. That was their objective. And then they listed on the back of their opening page the members. And Chris, I've already given you the names from that list. And then in subsequent lists, various letters that written to Bill Clinton demanding we go to war with Iraq, and this would have been 1998. And then, of course, writing letters, similar letters to George Bush, demanding we go to war with Iraq as part of a stepping stone towards this goal of America dominating the world. Now, originally their website was newamericancentury.org, www.newamericancentury.org, but they had simply pulled down the website recently because they don't want the American people to understand that the man who controls George Bush, and that's Dick Cheney. Anybody who looks at what's going on in Washington, D.C. recognizes that fact, that Dick Cheney is part of this little cabal, and it is a cabal. And it does have meetings, and they do have a plan. Then how do we know what their plan is? Well, first of all, as far as the website is concerned, fortunately, we pulled down all of the material off of the website. It is included in my syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story, which you really should get along with my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, or War, the Untold Story. That's the talk that we actually gave there in Colorado, and it's basically the same talk, but it's an important talk. We recommend it to you and hope that you'll get the information and put it to good use. Now, there are other lists you get on the Internet, and I'll be quoting those in my June newsletter, but just look up the membership list, you conservatives, and you'll find what I've told you is absolutely true. I mean, here we find Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Scooter Libby, Elliot Abrams, and Gary Bauer to control the Protestants, and William Bennett to control the Catholics, and then Norman Potter-Rhodes to control the Jews. They didn't leave any bases uncovered in their original organization. Now, what do they want? Well, it was, I believe, on the 10th of June, 2003, when Congressman Ron Paul gave a talk to Congress on the neoconservatives, and that's the basis of my May and June newsletters. And you can get this on the Internet if you want to, or hopefully you'll want to subscribe to our newsletters, but he listed what these people believe. Now, have you ever wondered why it is that now that the Republicans control, when the Republicans did control both houses of Congress and the presidency, that we had more spending and bigger deficits than ever before? That we didn't cut back on government? The Republicans traditionally have wanted to cut back on government, to have a balanced budget, to do away with federal deficits, to get government out of our lives and out of our pocketbooks and let people be free. Well, that was what the Republicans said that they wanted to do. And that's why we had the Republican Revolution back in 1994 and why people foolishly believed we had a two-party system and that they could vote for the Republicans and change the direction of our country. But they didn't understand. It's all a facade. The leadership of both parties is controlled by essentially the same people. Now, not all of them are neoconservatives. There are certainly people, this powerful elite that really rule things, the descendants of the ancient mystery religions and secret societies, these people who are subservient to the spiritual hierarchy. Who is the spiritual hierarchy? Why, you can read about them in the writings of the Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Trust, but certainly if you get our talk on the planned police state, why, of course, we actually give you their publications, or any of you who would like, we'll be glad to send you free of charge a copy of their little pamphlet, The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And this gets into the demonic forces. That's what it is for our society today. But when we get back, we'll welcome your calls with 970-689-8255.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radian Clinic. I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radian Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadianClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But I was going to read to you from this speech that Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, gave on the 10th of July, 2003. And, of course, trouble is, most people have never read his speeches. We do have a book called The Ron Paul Revolution. That's The Ron Paul Revolution, and we recommend it because it has some of his finest speeches. But this one, to me, was really outstanding because he listed the beliefs of the neoconservative movement. Number one, they agree with Trotsky on permanent revolution, violent as well as intellectual. Well, remember, these people call themselves neoconservatives, but they agree with Trotsky. Trotsky was a neoconservative. Yes, these people believe in the all-powerful state. And of course, remember that Trotsky broke with Stalin because Trotsky wanted to control the world. And of course, Stalin wanted to control Russia first before he went after the rest of the world. And these people, these neoconservatives who control our government, believe that Trotsky was right. We need a permanent revolution, violent as well as intellectual. Number two, they are redrawing the map of the Middle East. They're willing to use force to do so, and that's what the war with Iraq was all about. They knew there weren't any weapons of mass destruction there. That was for the simpletons like you. They have a much larger agenda. They're going to transform the world because they are an elect. They are the elite. And their goal, of course, is to convince you common people, to get you to send your sons and daughters or to go to fight in Iraq in a war we're never going to try to win. We're not trying to win it now. And if you haven't read General Sanchez's book, Wiser in Battle, you need to get it to find out that the military could have won at any time. We just weren't allowed to win. And our boys are coming back. 4,700 from Iraq are already dead, but there are thousands more that have psychological problems. Fully a third of our young men have psychological problems. Another third have brain injuries, and so many of them have other strange illnesses we don't understand. Did they experiment on them as they did the First World War with experimental vaccines, which created the Gulf War syndrome? We don't know. And believe me, it's all classified. It has to be classified because we can't let Osama bin Laden know what we're really doing. Or is it? Perhaps we don't want the American people to know. The American people might be outraged to realize what's really going on. Well, let me go on with the list. Point three in the list that Congressman Ron Paul gives for the goals of the neoconservatives is they believe in preemptive war. They believe in preemptive war. In other words, we have a right to attack anyone in the world. They accept the notion that the end justifies the means. In other words, whatever you do is all right as long as it determines the outcome. But right and wrong and truth and falsehood, you have to lie to the American people. Lying is perfectly all right. And, of course, these are the ideas that were put forward by Machiavelli. And these people have actually written books about Machiavelli and how right Machiavelli was. This man who said that you have to use evil to accomplish good. And if you really want to read this entire speech, and then you want to get the books written by Michael Ledeen on Machiavelli, Michael Ledeen being one of the major architects of the neoconservative philosophy. They accept the notion that the end justifies the means. They have no opposition to the welfare state. And you must understand that they figure that as long as the government can provide for the people will support the government, and they're probably right. That's why our founding fathers wanted to limit the power of the federal government so that people would never become dependent upon it as the English people were upon the king, or the people of Saudi Arabia are dependent upon their king. If you want to be free, you cannot have a government that provides for you from the cradle to the grave, because any government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And how easy it is to get the American people to say, well, we need health care for children. Who can be against health care for children? The government will provide it. We need health care for the elderly. Who can be against providing health care for the elderly and the poor? So we'll give it to everybody, and the federal government will provide it, even though they can't afford it, even though the government is bankrupt. We'll continue providing welfare for the senior citizens, so they'll vote to continue the system. And the farmers are dependent upon the system. The educational, the teachers are dependent upon the system. There are millions and millions of federal employees who will vote for the government, you know, because they get a paycheck from them. And the same is true of the military and the police and the firefighters. And of course, we're talking about local government, but many of them are subsidized by our federal government. And the federal government is militarizing our local police so they can be used against those citizens who don't want to go along with the altruistic ideas of the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader, surrounded by the ruling oligarchy, which is the neoconservative movement in the United States. Point six in Ron Paul's list is they're not bashful about an American empire. Instead, they strongly endorse it. And to the average American, they can't believe that there is a drive to have an American empire. They don't understand we have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, not to help the people, but to oppress the people and keep the ruling government in power that will go along with our agenda. We have an American empire, and if you have not read the book we carry, a story as old as Empire, I think it is, by John Perkins. We carry this first book. It's out of print, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, but we do have four tape sets with John Perkins, which we advocate, an economic hitman. You need to get it. You need to hear it. Here was a man who was on the inside of this movement for empire and eventually broke with it at a risk to his own life and the lives of his family, which were threatened for his daring to come forward. Even though I disagree with John Perkins' political philosophy, I admire him as a man of courage and integrity, a liberal who really saw what was going on and had the courage to do something. Would you have the courage to risk your life, your fortune, your family to tell the truth? Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. If you'd like to give us a call. Point number seven is the list put forward by Congressman Paul is they believe lying is necessary for the state to survive. They believe that lying is necessary for the state to survive. So that's why George Bush will say, we don't torture people. America doesn't torture people, but it's obviously we torture people. The United States went to war because there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We knew there were weapons. We had to attack immediately, just like we're going to have to attack Iran, because Iran is working on developing nuclear weapons. It doesn't matter that we gave the nuclear weapons to Pakistan. We gave them the wherewithal and the plans to develop it. Why would we do that? Because our leaders want a war with the Muslim world, and that's what's coming down the line. And the people who are planning it feel that we can have a nuclear war with the Muslim world, and it will really destroy a lot of Muslims without ever realizing that, well, when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And a world with missiles and intercontinental bombers, American cities can be subject to the same destruction that we have brought on Iraq and we're planning on bringing on Pakistan and the rest of the Muslim world. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're planning on going to war with Iran. And this will be a nuclear war. Don't think they're not for 1 minute. There is a plan out there, and we don't have time to get into this plan that was laid out by our military for the first use of nuclear weapons, because that's the most devastating sort of weapons. It will kill the majority of people. And our leaders believe we are involved in a class of civilizations with the Muslim world, and we're just going to have to slaughter them. And behind that, of course, is this population control agenda outlined on the Georgia Guidestones, certainly spoken of by Ted Turner when he wanted to get the world population down to about 200 million people, or by Prince Philip, who wanted to come back when he died as a virus so we could kill more people, or Jacques Cousteau, and we have his writings, if any of you want to see them, in the November 1991 UN Courier, where he's quoted as saying, it's a terrible thing to say, but we're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day to get the Earth back in balance. We're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. Well, nuclear weapons will do that. Diseases will do that. They're planning on famines. In fact, they've managed to arrange, and I believe through weather modification, the fact that we're not getting our crops in Iowa and many of the places across the Midwest today, they're deluging them with water and plants that have already been planted. The corn, other crops are not coming up. They're drowned. It's too wet to replace them. I think we're going to be seeing famine in the not-too-distant future and war. And, of course, they have divisions in the military that are creating new diseases in violation of the treaties we've signed, but treaties really aren't important because, of course, the neoconservatives who control our government believe lying is necessary, and I believe, of course, they are working to bring about the prophecies you'll find in Revelation 6:8. And I look, and behold, a pale horse. And the rider upon him was death. Read Revelation 6:8. Understand that is prophetic for the times in which we live. And the four horsemen of the apocalypse are mounted and riding across the world today. Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. We'd love to get your input, your thought on this, or any subject you'd like. But we were going through the list that Congressman Ron Paul gave in the speech he gave on the 10th of July, 2003, which will be the subject of my May and June newsletters. We hope you've gone onto the Internet and read the February, March, and April newsletters, which is another speech Ron Paul gave, but we think this one is even more important. Point A, they believe a powerful federal government is a benefit. In other words, they don't believe in the Constitution. They've all those working in government have sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But these are the domestic enemies of our Constitution who want to increase the power of the federal government over your life and the life of our unborn generations. And understand that they're doing everything to increase the power of the federal government, and they do this by increasing spending. And since they can't actually borrow, since they can't tax the people anymore, they've cut taxes to try to keep the economy from collapsing. That was the reason for the tax cut, why they simply borrow more, money that will never be repaid. In fact, what's going to happen is they're going to destroy our currency. Then they can pay back the money they've borrowed with worthless dollars, like is going on in Zimbabwe today, in that nation where we brought in, and we are still today, directly and indirectly financing Mugabe's government that is killing and torturing and raping the population to keep this avowed Marxist in power, an avowed Marxist who was put in power back in 1980 by your State Department. So basically they've destroyed the economy there. They have a million percent a year inflation in Zimbabwe today. And we may well have something perhaps not that bad, but we already have an inflation rate of 12.5% here in the United States, but the government is lying about it, and now you know why they're lying, because they believe that lying is correct. That's what Machiavelli believed. That's what Michael Medin, the chief theoretician for the neoconservatives, believes. And he's written books. You go to your bookstore and ask, or go Google in Michael Medin, Machiavelli, books he's written on Machiavelli, saying how wonderful Machiavelli was. And what did Machiavelli believe? He believed you needed an all-powerful prince, you needed a ruling oligarchy, you needed to have wars, because war is how you control the people, that the end justifies the means, that evil is good. Evil is good, as long as it benefits the all-powerful state. Well, we'll be back in a moment. Love to hear from you. 970-689-8255. Right here, the American Freedom Network.
Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. You invite your calls this morning at 970-689-8255. It's pretty open lines, whatever you'd like to talk about. Or you can talk about what we're talking about. And, of course, we're simply quoting from a speech that was given by Congressman Ron Paul. And this was actually back on July 10th, 2003. And he was listing the beliefs of the neoconservatives. These people who, behind the scenes, gain control of your government and are plunging us into this no-win war in Afghanistan, the no-win war in Iraq, and of course, what they really want to do is destroy our military, destroy our boys, because they're dedicated to a world government, and they can always hire mercenaries. And so they're destroying the health of the young people who, under other circumstances, might be willing to fight and die to preserve our form of government. They're certainly not fighting to preserve our form of government over in Iraq today. They're fighting to bring about a democracy, and democracy is the one thing that the founding fathers of America abhorred. America is not a democracy. America is a republic, and never forget it, because our founding fathers feared democracy, fearing the people would vote themselves into a tyranny. That's why they wanted to restrict the power of government so men could be free. All right, who do we have on the line here? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Maureen in Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
Hi. Fine, thank you. I hope you're well. I'm calling this morning because you mentioned climate control, and I live near Beckley Air Force Base, and many mornings a week I see trails laid out in the air by airplanes. These are not the regular condensate from commercial jetliners. These are, which they soon disappear. I watch this day after day. Those soon disappear. But these that I'm speaking of now, they are, I see these planes, you can't see the plane, but you see the trail they leave behind. And these trails hang in the air and puff out and become, we start out with a beautiful, sunny, blue Colorado sky in the morning. And on the days when we have these chemtrails, I guess they're called, these puffy things hang in the air for hours and all day, and they puff out and become clouds, and then they cover the whole sky, and then you've suddenly got a cloudy sky.
Yeah, well,
do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, there's no question that they are making chemtrails. Of course, they're actually putting aluminum and barium and other salts up there in the atmosphere. And we don't know.
Is that what it is? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Yep.
What is the makeup of these trails?
Well, this is what we know, and they also use titanium. Why they would the titanium? We don't know. We have a 4-tape set on chemtrails, and certainly Edward Teller had suggested long ago that they would put up these umbrellas in the sky to reflect the sun to prevent global warming. Alter our climate, and there are many explanations that are given. I know at least three separate occasions I've heard from people in the military who actually had asked their commanding officers, what are the chemtrails? And the question that was sent up through channels and then came back down, well, what they're really doing is using a vaccine, putting a vaccine into the atmosphere that can actually be used to protect us from terrible diseases. Well, of course, I don't for one minute believe that's true. But the fact that would be the standard military reply to people in the military, suggests that they know that what they're doing, they could put the diseases up just as well as that. We know that they're putting up the aluminum. We know they're putting up the barium. And neither one of these are healthy for the people. But they probably have many reasons for what they're doing. But they do not want the American people to know that chemtrails are real, and they are. And I suggest our four-tape set on chemtrails, and we actually have two of them where we really go into great detail on this same story. Anything else you'd like to ask, Maureen?
No, but I there are a million things, really. I'd like to say, and this sounds absolutely crazy, but 25 years ago, the Denver Post had a very big black headline on the front page that said, U.S. Navy sprays San Francisco with a toxic chemical to test its effects on the civilian population.
It was actually the bacteria.
I could not believe my eyes, and there was no follow-up story the next day, and I called the Post, and I said, what's the rest of the story? Is there any follow-up? And there was just, it's like a black curtain came down.
Well,
no, we don't know anything.
Is covered. We actually have that covered in a government pamphlet. We call it the Rockefeller Committee Report. It came out of the Veterans Administration in 1994, and it talked about those experiments where they actually sprayed off the coast so the bacteria drift in so they could find the pattern of dispersal. Of course, they thought it was a harmless bacteria, but it wasn't harmless. It got into a number of people at Stanford University, and one of them died, and there was actually a lawsuit over that. But, of course, everything was secret. We couldn't bring the information out, and of course the judge would not allow the jury to find a guilty verdict against the government for killing an American with a grotesque experiment of this sort. So that is the Rockefeller Committee report. If anybody wants to check on what Maureen is saying, this is a government report I got from the U.S. printing office, but of course totally suppressed by the controlled media. Anything else, Maureen, before we let you go?
No, thank you for your courtesy. Thank you for all you're doing. As I always say, I admire you tremendously and ask God to richly bless you day by day.
Well, please just pray for our provision and protection. I appreciate your kind words. Thank you, Maureen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, again, our number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But the chemtrails are real. I mean, they've been verified from many, many sources. I suggest the 2-4 tape sets we have are as good as anything out there. Now, remember, they're putting out a lot of disinformation. We do not know how this is used to modify the weather. We know that they have the ability to modify the weather. They are modifying the weather, but it's all top secret and classified. What if there's nothing to hide? Why is it top secret and classified? We have a great 4-tape set on weather modification. We have a great DVD by Bob Fletcher. I believe it's called Government Secrecy and Weather Modification, but you can ask for Bob Fletcher's DVD. And, of course, then we have the book, Weather Warfare, and, of course, the book, HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. Two separate books by Jerry Smith. And who do we have on the line? Who's calling
in? Dr. Stan?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Jake in Colorado calling in.
Yeah.
And I was listening to your, I listen to you every day, and I was very disturbed because I was thinking about how I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I can remember when we went to Vietnam that almost everyone in our crew thought that the war was a joke. People just believed that we could actually go to war and be under fire. But I realized that when we did get under fire, some of these people, there was a select few that they came out and they really put their heroism. And I kind of think that the United States is kind of like ancient Israel. When they were rich and prosperous, just like the scripture says, Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. That's what's happened to our country.
Right. I agree with you. Hang on, we're going to go to the break, and then we'd like to talk to you after the break, because Vietnam, our boys fought valiantly. The trouble was they weren't allowed to win. It was a make-believe war, and all those boys died not fighting for freedom. But freedom is a great diversion. They changed America.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and we have a gentleman on the line. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, I think this is a good thing that that we're burning off the table right along with the wheat, you know, that you know, America has become so ignorant, so lazy, so apathetic, so comfortable in a rut, so scared to do anything. I think maybe that, you know, if freedom is not free, and if we're not willing to stand up and fight for freedom, we deserve it. And I think that probably this is a very good thing that's happening to us, because out of the vast multitude of all of this happen, there will be a remnant. There will be people that will come out.
Well, you know, I think you're really right. I think that right now people are beginning to ask what's going on. People who never before were really concerned. And things are going to have to get terribly bad before people begin to realize that freedom is important. And hopefully there'll be enough people then at that point that will take a stand, that we can put a stop to the and convict and try these people who sent our boys overseas to fight in no-win wars. And Vietnam was a no-win war. We never tried to win. We financed the North Vietnamese all during that war to keep the war going, but we couldn't let the American people know that any more than they could be allowed to know what happened in Korea, the Bay of Pigs, or what's going on over in Iraq today, in Afghanistan. I mean, who's financing the Taliban who are killing our boys? Oh, they're getting their money from the drug trade. Well, why don't we then destroy the drugs there? Oh, we couldn't do that. My goodness, how would the farmers make any money if they weren't growing the heroin that then they could turn the proceeds over to the Taliban? I mean, they've got all sorts of sophisticated arguments. We are financing the Pakistani government that is financing the Taliban that is killing our boys. And until people understand that, nothing really makes sense. So I agree with you. Things are going to have to get worse, and maybe it's a good thing. It's the only thing that's going to jar people back into a realization of how important freedom and faith and family really are.
Well, I have one more comment, and that's, you know, with Alex Jones. I listen to the man, and I say he's a true patriot, and I wish I could join his side if I knew, you know. And he's actually an example to everybody that doesn't want to do anything because they're too scared. They're just too comfortable in a rut. That's what the problem is.
Abby, you're absolutely right. Alex is doing a great job, and we love him.
Okay, well, that's all I have. Thank you, and have a good day, and the Lord bless you, okay?
And you too. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just go back over this list of things that Ron Paul had said. First of all, about the neoconservatives, they agree with Trotsky. They're Trotskyites. The people have a communist philosophy, the all-powerful state. They're for redrawing the map of the Middle East, and we're doing that today. They believe in preemptive war to achieve desired ends, and that's why we're going to attack Iran. They accept the notion that the end justifies the means. In other words, there is no right and wrong. It's all right to lie. They express no opposition to the welfare state. They're not bashful about an American empire. Instead, they strongly endorse it. And it's about time the American people woke up and understand that we do have an American empire. And American corporations are over there building up the wealth of communist China and ensuring that this ruthless regime will stay in power. Just as we have financed communism in Russia since its inception, so we financed communism in China since its inception, but we can't let the American people know that, or that the American State Department brought the communists to power in China. But these people are willing to go along with our plan for the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Ruler. They believe that lying is necessary for the state to survive. They believe a powerful federal government is a benefit. They believe pertinent facts about how a society should be run should be held only by the elite. Because you see, the common people like you out in the audience, are capable of understanding the elite must rule. They believe neutrality in foreign affairs is a terrible thing. We can't be neutral. We've got to be involved in everything. They believe Leo Strauss was a great man. Now, for those of you who don't know who Leo Strauss was, he's a professor at the University of Chicago back in mid-years of the last century, and many of his students are the leaders of our society today, the elect few who were indoctrinated by Strauss, and you'd be amazed at who his students are. Many of them lead the conservative movement and profess to be Christians today, but they're really Straussians. And Strauss, Leo Strauss, was a student of Plato, and a student of the mystery religions, and indoctrinated his students in those ideas. The neoconservatives believe that imperialism, if progressive in nature, is appropriate. Imperialism is all right. They're using America's might to force American ideas on others is perfectly all right. In other words, we have the ability to force others to accept our concepts. What are our concepts? Why, we push prostitution, we produce pornography, we're the largest producer of pornography in the world. We have sexual liberation here. We also have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. And that's just the viral diseases. We have all the other sexually transmitted diseases. That's the end result of the philosophy that controls America today, that we're trying to push on the rest of the world. And can you imagine that some of the people in the world don't appreciate what we're doing? They believe that what happened on September 11th resulted from the lack of foreign entanglements, not too many. In other words, they believe, of course, that we should be more involved in the affairs of the world. They dislike and despise libertarians, people like me and like you, who want to be free, who believe the power of the government should be limited. But you see, this is the ruling elite, and they want to control us. They endorse attacks on civil liberties, such as found in the Patriot Act, and the Patriot Act and the Military Commission Act and all these other John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, which certainly repeal the posse-comitatus laws. They want a dictatorship in America, and we're moving rapidly in that direction. And when they get us into a war with Iran or produce other major catastrophic events in America, they've created them. It's not coming from the terrorists. After all, if there was terrorism, why haven't we had another major attack? We had another major attack on September 11th. We'll be right back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. The location is the North Shore Park of Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. That's the amphitheater. Bring your own lunch and drink, no glass containers, please, and bring a blanket to sit on and some protection from the sun. Praise and worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Special guest speakers, Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry, and Dr. Bree Keaton. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning, and I hope many of you want to get our newsletters. Certainly our February, March, and April newsletters dealing with one of the speeches given by Ron Paul is important. I believe our May and June newsletters, May is not out yet, and June we're still working on. But you need to have this information. You need to make it available to others. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com. Now, you can listen to our programs there on the Internet 9 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but the information is there, of course. And we need you to get other people listening. You need you to talk to other people. Don't badger them. Don't try to give them all the information we give you about the spiritual battle in one discussion, but ask them questions. Try to get them to think. Try to get them to realize that we're not a democracy. Try to get them to understand the media is controlled. Try to get them to understand that the leaders of our country are intent upon expanding the war. Try to get them to understand they're intent upon destroying the value of our currency, and with that, the value of people's pensions and insurances and money in the bank and their CDs and their annuities. All of this is going to be wiped out. And once you have impoverished the people and destroyed the middle class, then, of course, they'll be desperate to do whatever they're being told by their masters. Understand, there are wicked and evil people working at the highest levels of our government, and behind this is a conspiracy against God and his plan for mankind. Help us get the word out. Remember our telephone number. We hope you'll want to get my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness on the DVD and the book that goes with that, my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that, the talk on Iraq, the untold story, or war, the untold story. It's the same basic talk. And, of course, the syllabus goes with that and sustainable development. And the syllabus goes with that. The information is there. The documents are there you need to be able to use to reach others. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially so we can continue expanding our network, we'd appreciate your help. Remember, we have almost over 60 outlets every single week now where people are hearing the truth they're never going to hear elsewhere about the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged, a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So if you'd like to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family or whatever you can do to help. We will appreciate it. And we have one more caller before time's up. Who do we have on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Who's
Jeff
calling?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Yes,
my name is Jeff.
Yeah.
I was calling to make a comment about the lady that called in was talking about the chemtrails. And I read a lot about HAARP. And I think they're putting barium up in the atmosphere there to enhance the effects of HAARP for the weather control.
You may very well be right. I mean, we do not know what they're doing. We do know that they're spraying barium up there, which is not good for people. They're spraying aluminum as well and titanium, which are not good to get into your lungs. And I believe that they're actually promoting ill health and disease in our people. But you may well be right. This may be part of the HAARP program as well. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling.
God bless you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid